Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Don't forget, this program is now repeated at midnight on AM 820 WNYC every night. Not as late in the overnight as it used to be, so you can hear us again at midnight if you're up then. And you can always sign up for our free podcast as well and download the show so you can hear it anytime on the go. Now, you may be folding up your baby stroller for the last time this morning. McLaren USA is recalling a million strollers due to 12 reports of amputation that have occurred when children got their fingers stuck as the strollers folded or unfolded. Don Mays, the Senior Director of Product Safety Planning and Technical Administration at Consumers Union, joins me now with the details of the recall. And to those out there who push a McLaren every day, what do you think? Call us at 212-433-WNYC with any questions. You can also tell us, do you love your stroller? As a father of two, I know how attached we get to these things as kind of extensions of our arms. Will you trash it check out what McLaren will do for you to fix or replace it? Did you just use your McLaren for a nursery school drop-off and then turned on the radio? 212-433-WNYC. And Don Mays from Consumers Union, thanks a lot for coming on WNYC. Hello.
Well, thank you, Brian. Hello.
So before landfills start overflowing with McLaren shed in panic and fear, what are the details here?
Well, certainly you don't need to throw out your stroller. But what McLaren is doing for owners of their strollers is providing a repair kit. It's essentially a fabric cover that zippers over the hinges that have been entrapping children's fingers. And so if you call the company or send an email to their site, they will supply you with this fabric cover that you can install yourself.
So they are offering something via mail that you can use to retrofit your stroller. But what exactly was happening?
Well, there were 12 incidents of where children had their fingers caught in the hinges while the caregiver was either folding or unfolding the stroller. And this has actually caused fingertip amputations, real serious problem. And it affected all of the strollers that McLaren has sold in the U.S. for the past 10 years.
Yikes.
So we don't even have to talk about what particular models are affected, but if you have a McLaren stroller, you can be rest assured that that is covered by the recall. And so it's important to follow the instructions given by both McLaren and the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which are stop using the stroller immediately and contact McLaren for this free repair kit. And the sooner you do it, the sooner you're going to get your repair kit so you can safely use that stroller once again.
Since people shop meticulously with great care and even anxiety for their stroller models, I will mention that this includes Volo, Triumph, Quest Sport. There's a name for a stroller, right? The McLaren Quest Sport. Sounds like you're going to go mountain climbing with your two-year-old strapped in. Quest Mod, Techno XT. Are these strollers or are they motorcycles? Techno XLR, the Twin Triumph, the Twin Techno, and the Easy Traveler. In other words, as you were saying, basically every McLaren umbrella stroller, single or double umbrella stroller, sold over the last 10 years. No other brands?
No other brands so far. However, Consumers Union, Consumer Reports, is now going through all of our strollers that we have right now in testing and making sure that this hazard doesn't exist with any of those strollers either. You know, it's a hazard that we weren't even aware of until we started seeing the incident reports. And when we saw 12 of them being fingertip amputations, we then looked to see what the industry safety standards had to say about covering this hazard. And what we found is actually there was an omission from the industry safety standards, which really doesn't cover this hazard. It does cover hazards with pinch points and finger entrapments and sharp edges while the child is riding in the stroller as an occupant, mm-hmm. and while the stroller is being used in its recommended use position, but it doesn't address the hazards that can exist as you're folding and unfolding the stroller.
Right, because I believe McLaren says this is an adult behavior issue, and if you're a responsible parent or other caregiver, you're going to shoo the child away from the stroller when you're about to fold it anyway. But Laura in Sleepy Hollow has a McLaren and loves her McLaren, right, Laura?
Love the McLaren. It's a great lightweight stroller, and I've used it with my 5-year-old, and I currently use it with my 2-year-old. And strangely enough,
do you have a Quest Sport or a Techno XLR or?
Ivovolo, aren't those great names?
Anyway, go ahead.
But my 2-year-old did get his finger caught in it once, and I'm not even clear on how it happened. I wasn't folding or unfolding it. He was sitting there. I think it might have had something to do with the visor. I'll get the repair kit, and I really wish I was getting a brand new stroller, but I guess they're not doing that, huh?
Maybe if you bellyache enough.
I know.
Okay, you've had the same stroller through your first child, who's now 5, mm-hmm. and your younger one? Wow.
They're really well made.
Ours fell apart by the time the kids were about 3. But Laura, thank you very much. How does such a big recall get underway? Or maybe I should ask, why does it take so long? If 12 children have had their fingertips amputated by these strollers over a decade of time, why are we only hearing about this and having a recall now?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, Brian. There is a law that requires manufacturers to report to the Consumer Product Safety Commission any incidents that occur with their product that could cause an injury. Not only the injuries that they've heard about, but ones that potentially could cause an injury. It's very possible that many manufacturers may look at these incident saying, well, you know, one every year or so is probably an issue of misuse of the stroller or parents not following the instructions to keep the child away as they're folding and unfolding that stroller. And so excuse it as opposed to a hazardous design, they're excusing it as a parental behavior issue. The problem is that really, in order to address these kind of issues, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has to know about them, that has to be reported into them, and there may be ways of designing that hazard out of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And Consumers Union will be working with ASTM International, which is the industry standard safety standard setting group that sets a safety standard for strollers, and we're going to help to strengthen that standard and sort of close the loophole that currently exists right now in that standard.
And I think Deborah in Montclair had not just an adult behavior problem, but a mother-in-law behavior problem, which, you know, takes it to a whole other level. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
What happened?
My mother-in-law was having problems opening this other stroller I have, which is a Colecraft. And so I went to give her a hand, and it was kind of stuck. And when it unstuck, it caught her finger in it, and then actually she had to go to the hospital and have stitches.
How about that?
Well, you know, It's interesting you say that, Laura, because Consumer Product Safety Commission put out a report last week that looked at nursery product injuries. And number one on their list for nursery products that cause injuries were strollers. In the year 2008, they reported 12,400 emergency room visits just due to strollers. So number one on the list.
Yeah. Well, they make them in a way that they're not that easy to open. And a lot of them get stuck, so then you're trying to figure out how to open it up, and so her finger got caught in it.
Mm. Yeah, that's exactly right.
It makes for a very tense situation.
And you know, we're looking at a blog post that says that a lot of other companies actually are McLaren design knockoffs.
Yeah.
Do you know that to be true?
That is true.
So even though McLaren is the only one doing the recall, other people may be at risk?
That's right. And we'll be evaluating that, as is the CPSC. However, some of the other strollers that we've seen out there do already have hinge covers in place to prevent finger entrapment.
Which hinges, again, be as specific as you can to really help the parents who still have these things.
I guess it's best described as maybe the elbow hinge or the hinge right on the side of the stroller, that as you fold it up, that hinge collapses upon itself. And if there's a finger in the way, the finger will get entrapped. So it's right on the side of the stroller, the pivot point on the side of the stroller as you fold it.
Sarah in Connecticut just hung up. I was going to take her call saying, don't gloss over the parental responsibility issues.
Well, you know, that's always an issue, but, you know, when parents, you know, you said you're a parent, I'm a parent, you become distracted just momentarily. A child gets in the way of harm, and sometimes those kind of things happen. If you can design that hazard out of the product, you certainly should do that. And that's what we try to get manufacturers to do.
Next thing you know, we're going to be blaming the polluters for the problems with our drinking water instead of our own failure to buy a filter. Just real quick, Consumers Union has top stroller brands. Of course, Consumer Reports will list favorites of products. We're looking at the November issue of Consumer Reports.
Yep.
List of top traditional or lightweight strollers. And you put the Graco Quattro Tour Sport on top. Graco,
right.
Vi4, Up a Baby, G Lite, Evenflow, Journey Elite, Chico Cortina, Colecraft, Contours Light, Simmons, thought they make mattresses, Onyx, and Maxi Cosi. McLaren not to be found.
Yeah. You know, we have tested McLaren strollers. They have been in our ratings. We now make a notation on them saying that if they are anywhere in our ratings, that they have been recalled. But traditionally, they're not at the top of the ratings. We generally have a tendency to rate some other products that are less expensive mm-hmm. higher than McLaren strollers. And part of it is some of the other strollers are easier to use. And the other thing is we find that they may have more features or, in some cases, more safety and features than the McLaren stroller.
Don Mays from the Consumers Union, thank you very much for this information. We have a link on our page, listeners, with parental concerns. If you want to find out more, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show. And, Don, I'm going out now with my McLaren Techno XT up to the skateboarding extreme ramps.
Well, good luck. Thank you.